Amen.
Praise the Father.
Amen.
So good to be here with all the saints.
Amen.
Why don't we just quickly have maybe first the trainees from Irvine stand up so we can see who you all are. This is District 12, right?
Yes.
Trainees. What
you say your name and where you're from.
Oh, okay. Name and where you're from.
Praise the Lord. My name is Eric Romero. I'm from Anaheim.
Amen.
Kyle Vandernord. This is my wife, Joy Vandernord, and we're from Atlanta, Georgia.
Gloria Chen. I am sent from the church in Cerritos.
Amen.
I'm Anais Kiyomi, and I'm sent from the church in New York City.
Amen. I'm Danny Moreno, and I'm sent from LA.
Amen. Amen. Okay, how all the rest of the saints from Irvine? There's a few of you.
Yeah, the ones that came to
I understand most of them are up in the mountains, right?
Yeah, we have a district retreat.
Yeah.
So we're the leftovers.
Too many more came.
We're happy to settle for the leftovers.
There's too many more, we couldn't handle the RL.
I'm Isaac Acosta. I serve with the full-time team, the young people and the college students in Irvine.
Amen. Amen.
I'm Christian Jones. This is my wife, Lucy. I'm a working woman.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Greetings from the saints in Lake Forest.
Amen.
Thanks for having us.
Amen. You all know we're going to have lunch afterwards, so
yeah.
Or you're obliged to stay. Lord Jesus. So we've been going through the same How to Meet book. And so we're now going to continue. We're a few weeks behind Irvine. Yeah, you have to separate and
pull them apart.
Sorry. Lord Jesus.
Right.
So we're now on chapter 7. The last time we spoke, we were on meeting with the resurrected Christ.
Right.
And now, this morning, we're going to cover meeting for the ascended Christ.
Wow.
For the ascended Christ. So there's a difference between these, but first, maybe you can pull out your Bibles. The verses aren't printed on there, but it'd be good to read a couple of verses. Meeting with the resurrected Christ, that's when he breathed into them. But now let's read Acts 2. Maybe 2 through 4. And see what
is
Acts chapter 2.
Verse 2 through 4,
yeah.
And suddenly there was a sound out of heaven as of a rushing violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which were distributed, and it sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, even as the Spirit gave them to speak forth.
Amen.
So the meeting in ascension has to do with this Spirit.
Right.
The wind, the Spirit that's the mighty rushing wind that causes us to speak.
Amen.
Saints, this morning we're all going to have opportunity to speak.
Amen.
This should be our way of meeting. Okay, let's also read Ephesians chapter 2. Let's preach the divine facts here.
Do what?
2, 5, and 6.
Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So saints, you know where we are this morning?
Amen.
Amen. We're in the heavenlies. We're in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We're not here on the earth. According to God's reckoning, we're seated.
Amen.
With him.
Amen.
With the resurrected and ascended Christ.
Amen.
Who's sitting on the throne in the heavens.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
You know, it may not feel like it, but we need to declare these facts.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. So, O Lord. So meeting with the ascended Christ has something to do with what we saw in Acts chapter 2. Right? So this book is going through the Gospels and Acts to figure out how the Lord Jesus met. Mm-hmm. That should be a pattern for us how to meet. And after his death and resurrection, he met with them. One by one, two by two. He came into their meeting place. And what did the main thing he did was he fed them. Here's some bread, here's some fish.
Right.
And breathed into them. So meeting with the resurrected Christ is for enjoyment, for breathing, for eating.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We had a lot of enjoyment this morning.
That's right.
But there's another aspect to our meetings, and that should be meeting for and with the ascended Christ.
Amen.
And this is with the other aspect of the Spirit that comes upon us. I don't expect to see tongues of fire on your heads, but I do expect to hear you speak.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the meeting with the resurrected Christ is mainly for our enjoyment. So what is the meeting with the ascended Christ for? Mm. It's to build up the church.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So maybe turn to your second page. And I want to read that first paragraph. Maybe what we can do, Lord Jesus, just alternate sentences, brothers and sisters. Huh?
Now we need.
Now we need, yeah.
Now we need to see more regarding the meetings for the ascended Christ.
To meet together is not just a matter of enjoying Christ, but also a matter of functioning. So that the church may be built up.
Amen.
To meet with the resurrected Christ is for our enjoyment. But to meet with the ascended Christ is for the building up of the church.
For the building up of the church, we need to function. And to function, we need the gifts.
On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were added to the church.
A little later, 5,000 more were added.
All these were brought in by meetings for the ascended Christ.
To build up the church, we need to bring new ones in and build others up one with another.
Amen.
All this requires the function, the gifts.
We have been clearly told that all the gifts have been given, not by the resurrected Christ, but by the ascended Christ.
Let's all read that next verse.
Therefore, the scripture says, having ascended to the heights, he led captive those taken captive, and gave gifts to men.
Let's finish it.
By his ascension, he has received the gifts, and he has given the gifts to his church for the building up of the body.
Amen. So, the meetings in Ascension are where the church was built. 2,000 were added. 3,000 were added. We need to not only meet for our own enjoyment,
right,
but meet to build the church.
Amen.
We need to concern not just with our enjoyment,
right,
with our enjoying the Lord,
right,
our own spiritual progress, but we need to be concerned with the building of the church.
Amen.
And for this building of the church, the Lord has given each one of us some measure.
Amen.
And we need to exercise that measure.
Amen.
It's also called the gifts. You may think I'm not gifted, but remember we all at least have one talent. And I don't know how few five talented ones are, but there's a lot of us here.
Right.
I'm sure We equal maybe 30. There's 6 5 talented, 30 equivalent of 6 5 talented ones. And that only happens in what? I don't know, in the big elders' meetings and then. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We all need to function.
Amen.
But meeting in Ascension requires something because we're here on earth.
Amen.
And yes, it's hard to realize we're in Ascension. And actually, these next 3 points all have one common thing. Faith. Meeting in faith.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I was reading in The Normal Christian Life and have a quote for you. We need to just have faith. So this was in the matter, you know, Watchman Nee spoke about we need to just declare the facts.
Amen.
And this one he says, when you cease to plead the Lord with the Lord to pour out his Spirit upon you, and instead trustfully praise him that the Spirit has been poured out,
Amen.
Because Jesus has been glorified,
Amen.
You will find your problems are solved.
Amen.
So what is he saying? Stop asking for the Lord to do what he's already done.
Amen.
Just declare the divine fact,
Amen.
Praise him for it,
Amen.
And exercise the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, this chapter 9 in here talks about the pouring out of the Spirit is not dependent
right.
upon what we
yeah.
do.
Amen.
It was dependent on the Lord being resurrected.
Amen.
And so, because he was the one who was approved by God, the Spirit was poured out.
Amen.
There's nothing we have to do. A lot of people think we have to pray and fast mm-hmm. and... you know, maybe once in a blue moon, the Spirit will pour out upon us. But the Spirit has been.
Amen.
At Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out Amen. On the body.
Amen.
We just have to, by faith, declare this
Amen.
Fact.
Amen.
Pray, take, live in this fact.
Amen.
And exercise.
Amen.
Exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Claim our baptism in the Spirit.
Amen.
Exercise our spirit.
Amen.
And be bold to speak.
Amen.
Because we have the Spirit in us.
Amen.
You know, this book was spoken before, you know, the God-ordained way. But that's really what he was talking about here.
Yeah.
We need to not wait for an inspiration.
Right.
Just follow the Spirit in your spirit.
Amen.
Stand up and speak.
Amen.
Amen.
Even he said, we need to be wild for this Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Everyone, he says, it's like a battle in the meeting. Everyone on the alert, waiting for your opportunity to speak forth your Christ.
Amen.
That's what it should be in the prophesying. A battle.
Amen.
To build the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The meeting with Christ in the century.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, that was covered in a quick way. Maybe you could read this yourself somewhat.
Amen.